Honourable Members, allow me to welcome you to the meeting of the Subcommittee on Appointment of the Director of the Parliamentary Budget Office. You are welcome. Good day. Before we proceed, I would like to check whether we do have apologies.
Thank you, Chairperson. There was one apology from Mr. Hugh Lewis from the DA, and the Chief Whip of the DA has informed us that Mr. Saru Penn has been appointed as an alternate for him on the subcommittee, so he's attending this place.
Okay. We're not supposed to be told upfront, Honorable Saru Penn, about these arrangements of alternates and staff. I'm just asking, because it's only today, and then there's an alternate, so that we could have given all the parties that opportunity that they could appoint alternatives to the subcommittee. Can I open this one for a little bit of a discussion? I'm just asking so that we make sure that we. Honourable Joseph, I thought you were going to come to the edited end, but that's fine. Come.
No, I think this one, on the point that you raised, Chair, was this committee established with the intention that we will have alternates? I think that's, is that what you're asking, or the point you're referring to? Because I'm not sure. I need guidance now whether we... Irrespective of it's my own party, I mean, it's a principal matter. Because did we afford the other parties to have alternates? Otherwise, if you establish a committee, you establish it with rules, understanding, and with the members that have to play a particular role. So I'm not sure I want clarity on that.
Yeah, I definitely, for instance, I can see that there are other parties who are not here, other members, other subcommittee members who are not here, who would have been here present if they had known that they've got an opportunity of sending an alternate, they would have done that. So that's why I'm a little bit challenged when it comes to that. I don't want to raise dust about it and so on. I just want to make sure that, you know, when you deal with these things, you make sure that you start at the right footing, and so that we are not challenged on the procedural matter. Honourable Members, I would like to hear you. I would like to hear your take. Please, Honourable.
Chairperson, I just want to find out whether the Honourable Member is now replacing Honourable Lewis.
Honourable Hill Lewis.
If that is the case, then we could then continue with that understanding. Because if not, then it means, like you say, it will be unfair on members, other members who are not here and who have not submitted alternates. Like, for example, as African National Congress, we're supposed to be four, and we don't have an alternate to Honorable Nokolo Groot, not Groot-Bo.
Abrams.
So I just wanted to say that, can that be clarified before we continue?
Thank you, Chair. From what I can tell, the intention was not that Mr. Hugh Lewis would be replaced, because the Chief Whip's email indicated Mr. Saru Penn will be an alternate, and Mr. Hugh's apology said, "I'm unable to attend tomorrow's meeting due to the SCOP meeting. Please forward the documents to the alternate."
Honourable Members, I think another thing is very important to see, for instance, this SCOP sitting at the moment. I think in our haste to do things, I think it's very important that we should give everybody, rather than rushing these things and to find that other members who are supposed to be part of this subcommittee, due to things which are outside their control, they can't be here because we set up this meeting. For instance, this reason that is being given, that he can't be here because he's attending another meeting. So I think it's, in fact, I know that Noctol is also attending the same meeting. So, other members, I think I know it's delaying us. I think I'm tempted to say, you know what, let's postpone this meeting so that we are properly constituted, rather than us getting into some legal thing which is going to be problematic as we proceed. I know we've got time frames. I asked for it. I wanted it to happen because I want us to move with this one. But due to this thing, I think that's what I propose. Remember?
Thank you, Chair. Being against what you are suggesting, but we still have to address this because it will happen again. In the next meeting, there will be a member who will be alternating again. So, I think before we part ways, if we are, it is going to be postponed, we must agree to say that there should be no alternative alternating member. If you are not there, then you must just send an apology. You are not there, so it must be so that it must be straight. Thank you.
Yeah,
Chair, thank you very much. Good afternoon, members. Chair, I think I want to agree with you, Chair, on the point of the postponement in this on this reason, that this is the first meeting that we have apologies, and this is the starting point for where we will gonna deal with the core content, and then so that we don't have tomorrow a situation that we say that people have been left behind, Chair.
But I think there's a point that I agree. Honourable Lezan is raising this thing of alternates. Let's agree so that we know where all we stand when it comes to this. Although I know that ideally it's a matter which was supposed to be dealt by these joint committees to agree, and since they haven't done that. Honourable members, I would really, really plead that when we have this meeting, let's have the members of the committee sitting. Let's have members of the committee sitting until we take this matter to the joint committees. Then they can give us, if they want to say you can have alternates, then we'll do that. How does that sound, Honourable Joseph?
Thank you, Chair. I just want to come back to my colleague from the EFF. The issue at hand here is not the issue at hand here. Maybe say what the issue at hand is at hand here is the rules of how do you step Parliament establish committees and how Parliament establish subcommittees, and that is what should guide us in principle.
Yeah.
So once we understand that and have that right, then we can deal with the alternate that going forward with the alternates. My view is that if we have constituted the subcommittee in terms of the rules without alternates, then it means a committee with all the members present must change it if we want to change it. But for now, I think we will have to stay with how the committee was constituted in the first place. I think technically that will safeguard us go forward until the joint committees meet or the next committee meet and we conclude on that or want to open it up. But for now, I think we must stay with what it is. What's your proposal to postpone it?
In fact, Honourable Chair, I think we are agreeing with Honourable Lets and we are saying that let's look also be guided by the rules as to what happens. So I think let's attend the meeting. And then members will be properly informed about the next meeting. And in the meantime, I'll ask advocate and do your HR just to look at this matter. But for now, the meeting stands adjourned. Thank you. No, the